It is time once again for Open Court Player Edition as we sit down for a conversation with one of the Fairfield Stags. I'm Bob Hueschler, joined by my broadcast partner of 19 years, the former Fairfield great, the Hall of Famer Joe DeSantis. And it's our pleasure to welcome for the first time the Stags' outstanding freshman forward, Declan Wooker-Fenech. He's off to a sensational start. Already the third leading rebounder in the MAC, and against Manhattan last week produced a second double-double of this young season, 15 points, 19 rebounds, the most any Fairfield player has had in a single game in 9 years. So, Declan, we always start with the tough questions. So, what is the worst mangling of your last name you've ever heard from either a high school public address announcer or maybe even here early in your college career?
Actually, college they've been getting it perfect from what I've heard. But high school, I heard a lot of different pronunciations. I don't know, something about like just the last part. Like they can get the Wooker, but then I don't know how they really mess up the last. I guess the double N and the silent P.
Yeah. I would have thought it was the other way, that everybody would be Woocher because it's W-U-C-H-E-R. Yeah. But they get the Walker, and then it's the Fenech. Okay.
Yeah.
But you remember any game in particular, any high school arena that you were in?
Yeah, I think my mom actually, it was so bad, my mom watched the live stream and clipped it. It was against Newark Arts at Newark Arts, and they just mangled it. I couldn't even tell you how.
Well, when I looked at your name and realized, well, I'll be broadcasting it for a few years, I asked for a raise.
No, it's actually not that hard.
Yeah, it looks like a lot, but once you start saying it, it's easy.
Well, now the other low-hanging fruit question is: both of your parents were Siena Saints.
They were,
and I know they recruited you.
Mm-hmm.
So, how hard was it to say no to Siena, considering the legacy involved here?
I guess it wasn't. Obviously, I had it in my mind, but it wasn't that hard. You know, they didn't want me to, like, follow in their footsteps. They wanted me to do my own thing. And, like, if it was my choice, they would be happy if I went there, but I kind of just wanted Fairfield drew me more.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your parents. Your father's name is Craig, a good player himself at Siena. Both of your parents obviously had a lot of influence in your basketball career.
Yeah.
But let's start with your dad.
Yeah, I mean, He's always been right there by my side. Him and my mom both put the basketball in my hands since I've been young. And, yeah, every time I look for advice, you know, I always go to both of them. You know, my dad's always trying to help me with post moves, and they're big on rebounding as well.
Your dad's a big, like you, and your mom's tall as well. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about her in a moment. Your dad, tell us a little bit about him as a player and maybe some of the game that you have that you're emulating when you are told or maybe have even seen video of your dad.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had some bounce too. I've seen videos of him catching lobs. And like I said before, he liked the post, the drop, little drop step. So I kind of, I know I had one against Penn State, but I've tried to emulate that. And yeah, he was also... Yeah, sorry.
He's what he was is basically what you are emulating along with your mom's game. Because I was reading about your mom. Make sure I have your mom's pronunciation of her first name correct. Bronwyn?
Yep.
Okay, Bronwyn Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the maiden name, your mom's maiden name, Tobin, would have been
much easier.
Much easier. I think about it myself. My mom's maiden name was O'Brien. Would have been a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But I digress. She's a former Siena captain and four-year standout player who averaged close to a double-double in her senior season. Sounds a little like mother, like son here, huh?
Yeah. I mean, she definitely likes to, you know, mess with my dad about how she was better or who was better. But I think I definitely get a lot of rebounding from her. You know, she had the sharp elbows too, so she's helped me become a great rebounder.
It's pretty apparent watching you. You have what we like to call a big motor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that something that's innate or is that something that your parents and other basketball mentors kind of implored upon you and said, hey, you always want to – you go hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a given with all players. No. So where does that come from?
I think it's mainly innate, but I think my parents are always on me about, you know, just giving my absolute all. But I definitely think it's like I was kind of born with it too.
Any siblings?
Yeah, I have two younger brothers.
And are they also players?
Yeah, one's at Bergen Catholic, too, right now playing for the same head coach, and the other one's in middle school, but he's probably going to be the best.
It always seems there's always that youngest who, like, they always say, the older ones say, yeah, but watch out for so-and-so.
I think I see your brother, the one in high school, walking around because I had to do a double take. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
He walks like you. He kind of looks like you.
No, yeah, it's funny. One of the when we're signing autographs after the game one day, some kid went up to him thinking it was me.
What year is he?
He's a sophomore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you were a freshman and Bergen Catholic, and correct me if I have the chronology wrong, they won a state championship, which you just did as a senior, of course. We'll get into that. Did you have a role on that team as a freshman?
I did not. I was actually on JV that year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Brandon Benjamin was,
a
member of that team, correct? He was a sophomore that year?
Yeah, he was a sophomore.
I believe. So is that when you and he establish what is now, of course, a good friendship?
Oh, yeah. Off the court, my freshman year, we were still friends, even though we were on the same team. But then the next year when I was a sophomore and he was a junior, that's when we were playing together and, just building that stronger connection.
So you were on the JV your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
3 years you played varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, I hate to talk about back in the day, but we played freshman, we played JV, we played 2 years varsity. It's unusual for a player of your caliber not to be on the varsity. Shows how good you guys, what kind of program you guys had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I also don't think I was as confident and as good as I am now, obviously, but we did. We had a really good year that year.
So were you someone that got, like, much better as the years went on? Like, what did you do as a freshman? Did you dominate, or did you just, were you an average player on JV?
I was probably just an average player on JV.
And you said that then you started to realize, okay, you know, I can do this.
Yeah.
And you started to gain confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Where did that come from? Just hard work or somebody encouraging you?
Yeah, I think it, you know, definitely my parents encouraging me. And then I was in the gym every day and just gain more confidence as I worked out more.
Got to ask you about another teammate because he's a Fairfield commit, and you and he teamed up to win a state championship just not that long ago, just a few months ago.
Yep.
That's Jaden Brown. Give us a little bit of a scouting report on Jaden Brown and what Fairfield fans can look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very exciting player. You know, he'll step up in big moments and hit big shots, and I think he's just an all-around great player. And just like me, he plays really hard with a high motor.
What position? What was he, just a guard, a combo guard, or?
Yeah, he was a combo guard for us that year, but I think he's kind of developing more into a point guard.
Okay.
Brandon Benjamin and you, we've already talked about how that relationship began. We had him on the same podcast a few weeks ago. He affirmed what, you know, good buddies you are. What role did his friendship with you play in the decision to come to Fairfield? So, you know, I'm not saying it was a package deal, but you knew he was going to be here, or was it the other way around? He knew you were going to be here. How did that work?
I think I actually may have. I'm not sure if I have my time frame right, but I think I may have committed before. But I definitely have. I heard, like, you know, rumors of him coming here. And so I think it just, you know, it got me excited to play with him again, and like so we can make each other better like we did in high school.
And so how has the relationship blossomed now that you're Fairfield Stags? You were Bergen Catholic teammates, but now Fairfield Stags teammates.
So much better, you know, like we definitely got a lot closer. And as I kind of mentioned, you know, we're just making each other better every day, you know, with each other every day and just always putting in the work.
So I'm going to ask you, I think, a bunch of questions in one, and you're just going to – I just want to know the overall landscape. When did you start to realize you could become a scholarship player? When did the recruiting letters start to come? When did the offers start to come? And I look at you as being unusual because you could have gone to a prep school and maybe – first of all – I've said this before. Fairfield to me is a perfect school. Okay, so you wound up being at a great place. You could have gone maybe higher. So give me the whole landscape. When did you start getting recruited? When was your first offer? And did you ever think about prep school, maybe to go into the highest level?
So starting, I think it was, yeah, it was going into my junior year. That's when I first started to kind of, I was at like my peak confidence, and I started getting my first offer, which is actually Siena. And yeah, everyone was talking about all these like, you know, EYBL scholastic teams for AAU, and I kind of just went on like an independent team and for Hoop Group. And I think that helped me build my confidence, and that's when I was playing freely, and that's when I started dominating.
And did you ever enter, first of all, who was your coach at Hoop Group?
I was with the New Jersey Beast with Coach Perry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you ever entertain the thought of, I wouldn't ask you this if you were still in high school considering Fairfield, but now since you're here, did you ever think about going to prep school, doing another year, reclassifying, any of that stuff?
Not really, no.
Good for you.
Yeah. My parents always kind of didn't like the idea of repeating, and so I didn't really think I needed it either. So
good,
I kind of just stayed where I was at.
You're a good student at Bergen Catholic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All academic type?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I read a little bit about your parents. That does not surprise me. They were both all academic as well. So obviously that's a priority for you and within your family.
Definitely.
You said Siena was your first offer. I know Fairfield had to compete to get you. Who were the other finalists when it came down to decision time?
When it came down to decision time, I kind of always knew Fairfield, you know, because of how heavily they recruited me and because how much they loved me. But I'd say the only other school would probably be Holy Cross.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another school that profiles exactly like Fairfield does. Taj Benning, we have to talk about him and the connection.
Of course.
The Bergen Catholic connection with you and Brandon Benjamin, of course. Your relationship with Taj, and what kind of a role did he play in your recruiting here at Fairfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my relationship with Taj, I definitely look up to him. You know, he's almost like, he's not that much older than me, but he's definitely like a big brother to me. And he's just kind of always there right by my side and helping me get better every day. And then recruiting me, I mean, he was at every one of my AAU games, and he came to as many high school games as he could. And I think that just like showed me like how much he wanted me here and like how much he cared about me.
What was the thing outside of the people? And it always comes down to the people. But outside of that, what was it about Fairfield that impressed you and made in the end the decision the right one for you?
I think definitely proximity to home, because I'm from New Jersey. And it's only like an hour and a half away, so I think it really means something to me to have my family be able to come watch my games. And then obviously the school is beautiful with a new beautiful arena, and I think that really just drew me closer as well.
Yeah, the arena is great. It's certainly an asset here, especially when you talk to some people like Joe and me who can tell you what it used to be like before they built this beautiful arena. Do your parents get to every home game, and do they plan to make any road trips?
They have been. Yeah, they have been to every home game so far. And for road trips, they've been to the Manhattan game that we just played at. And anything, you know, near the area, they'll make their way to.
You're not far removed, as I already mentioned, from that championship game, or your Bergen Catholic career and the state championship game, which sometimes we take for granted, people like Joe and me, because we're more concentrated on what you're doing here at Fairfield, you and your teammates.
Of course.
But winning that state championship must have been such a big deal for you. And you had a great game. I think I have 16 points, 12 rebounds, and a win over Camden Catholic.
Correct.
I imagine that is like at the top of your list right now as far as your career, young career highlights are concerned.
Yeah, definitely. I think the most recent Manhattan game too. But yeah, that championship game really meant a lot to me.
And it also demonstrated for you the mindset it takes to win a championship. Is that a lesson that you think can be applied or is already being applied here when you get you're adapting to the new level of competition?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's mainly just a lesson about adversity and perseverance, because you know we were losing actually that game at half. And we kind of had to just bring everybody together and stick with each other and keep our heads up and, yeah, like I said, adapt and persevere.
At Bergen Catholic, do they talk at all of one Eddie Golden? Do you know that name?
I actually don't.
Okay. Well, I was an assistant here for 7 years. We went to two NCAAs when Mitch Bonaguro was the head coach. And Eddie was our point guard for 2 years that we went to the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I used to write him a lot of letters. He lived on 189 Geranium Court. I'll never forget that. In Oradell. I think it was Oradell. Is that near? Is that?
Well, Oradell is where Bergen Catholic is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. Yeah. So good Eddie guy. Would be, great well, player. That was late 80s. So that's what, 12, 37. Eddie's like 50 something now.
Yeah.
He shows up every now at the game.
Mm-hmm. Good guy. Good guy.
Very, very good point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solid old school pass first point guard.
Yeah.
But there's no remembrances, if you will, of him in the gym or.
If I saw him, because I feel like he may have came up to me before. But
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Chris Donfield was the coach. By
yeah.
The way.
Mm-hmm.
Very good coach.
Sticking with Bergen Catholic, Julius Avent, Anthony Avent is mm-hmm. his father, mm-hmm. has committed, I believe, to Michigan State.
Correct.
So we're talking some good names here. But the one guy that jumps out at me when I look at your career, you must have matched up at some point with Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
Is he the best player? Because I've seen him now play for San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
mm-hmm.
He had 22 last night.
I know, he's back from an injury.
High, yeah.
But anyway, he plays for the Spurs now. Is that who are the good players? I imagine he's on the list that mm-hmm. you have matched up against as a high school player. And then I'll follow up because I have one other question regarding that.
Yeah, I think Dylan's definitely at the top of the list. And then we played some out-of-state games too in Florida. We played some good players, I think. Can't remember their name, but I think he goes to Cincinnati now, and he was a good player.
What players have you faced as a high school player who you will now be seeing in the MAC or maybe have already seen even in non-conference games?
There's actually a good amount. You know, a lot of MAC players have came from Jersey recently. Amari Moore from Manhattan, mm-hmm. we just played. I think Miles Parker from Marist, who went to Rutgers Prep, on. Trying to think.
It'll pop in your head if it comes down. But
oh, Keith McKnight from Quinnipiac.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay, yeah,
so yeah.
A little extra on the line when you see these guys.
Yeah, definitely.
It looked like in the Manhattan game, there was one point you were fired up. Look, I'm not going to say you're a trash talker, but do you like to talk when you're on the floor?
I'm actually not the biggest trash talker, but you know, if we're going to go back and forth, then I like to get into the game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. It was an end one. You were on the floor, and you screamed at whoever fouled you.
Yeah,
end one.
Yeah. We were going back and forth a little bit. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Well, as long as we're talking about Manhattan. Well, let's talk about Manhattan and Merrimack. Not a good start to the MAC season for the Stags. But you know what? That's done.
Of course.
Those games are over.
Yep.
We'll talk with Chris Casey more about that. But my question to you would be, as somebody who is part of a pretty young core, albeit some veterans as well,
mm-hmm.
but there's an interesting mix on this Fairfield team, some outstanding freshmen like you and Brandon. And we saw Butter Williams do his thing at Merrimack.
Yep.
So it's my long-winded way of asking you, what do you see as the ceiling for this Fairfield team right now? Why is this 0-2 start going to be looked at in the MAC as an aberration that things are going to get better from your standpoint?
I think because we have like leadership on our team that we will help us get through this like rough start. And I think we all know collectively that, like, this is just, like, the beginning. You know, there's still a long season and that we're so many more games to play and that we're going to be perfectly fine.
You mentioned leadership. Who mm-hmm. are the guys that you look to as the leaders on this team? And do you see yourself in the future as maybe one of the leaders of this team?
I definitely look to our captains, Deuce, Braden, and Luke. And I also, like, following up with what you said, I do think I see myself – becoming more of a leader as the season progresses.
Yeah, I, Joe, would you agree? I see Declan captain potential here.
You know, it's funny. You don't necessarily have to lead with your voice, mm-hmm. your words, but
yep.
leading with your effort every mm-hmm. day, people respect that. I was never very vocal, but every day I came, every year I came back better.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see yourself as a vocal guy or?
I think I've kind of turned into a little bit more of a vocal guy. You know, I was always a quieter kid.
Okay.
But I definitely have been more vocal and kind of like you, I'm more of an effort guy though as well.
Good.
Who are the guys right now who push you in practice?
I think definitely like the core of bigs we have, you know, me, Brandon, Isaac, and Ryan Zan. I think we kind of have this little like unit together. Oh, and Mike, of course. We have this little group and unit that we all just try to make each other better every day.
Got it. I want to get into as we wrap things up, the lightning round questions,
okay,
which we always start with your pregame routine. We notice you have a routine on the foul line,
mm-hmm,
you know, when you close your eyes and you concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously getting into a good mental space, mm-hmm, in those situations. What about before a game? How do you get yourself into a good mental space?
I like to listen to music. I'm a big music guy. And then I'll hit the training room, get some work done on my body, make sure it's all good to go. And then I like to pray before games to, you know, and meditate to get me in the right spot as well.
Is that what you're doing when you get ready to shoot a free throw?
That's definitely part of the meditation part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. The numbers have been good in that regard so far. You said music. Who's your favorite musical artist?
I thought
you
weren't going to ask. You know, neither one of you or me or even Carlton, who's still hanging around here, know what the heck he's going to say. Who he's going to say.
You never
go ahead,
know.
Give us.
Have you heard of NBA Youngboy?
No.
Yeah. I'd probably listen to him.
NBA Youngboy?
Mm-hmm.
So NBA means NBA? Means something else. Can you say it, first of all?
Oh, yeah, I can say it. I think it's Never Broke Again.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So you thought it was NBA.
NBA. I was afraid it was going to be something he couldn't say.
Oh, no.
You want to do the test for Declan and put him on the spot? You know, I don't know.
I've forgotten. Who was it?
You asked Brayden.
Sparks. He gave us his favorite group.
Yeah, but then you asked him if he knew who Bob Dylan was.
Oh, yeah. You know who Bob Dylan is?
Maybe not him.
Do you know, you ever heard of Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course he's heard of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. Yeah.
Heard of Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know who Bruce Springsteen was,
the
Jersey guy,
then.
Personally, I think Bruce is overrated. His voice is like an ashtray.
please, Joe. We'll do another podcast on that. Who's the funniest player on the Fairfield Stags?
Probably Nazi Rodriguez.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You're not the first one to say that.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we have a consensus here. Is he funny just because he's naturally funny, or is he a joke teller? How is he the funniest guy on the team?
I think just both. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've been around him a lot. He's my roommate. And, you know, he's always just cracking jokes, and I think he is just naturally funny.
He's got that New York sense.
Yeah.
You can't teach funny. You either are or you're not. Best dresser, worst dresser on the Fairfield Stags?
Best dresser, I'll give it to Brayden. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then worst dresser, probably I'll give it to Eric.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. You just kind of like very casual style. Okay. Best athlete on the team. You're all great athletes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be out there if you weren't. But the guy who could probably pick up a golf club and do tennis racket, or maybe cross over into even baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think would you nominate there?
It's funny, we kind of have locker room talks about this, about who would be like the better football player.
Right.
But I think myself, I think I'm definitely up there for that. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe Brandon, because he's
graceful. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that. Here's a dangerous one because of Joe and me. Joe's a Yankees guy. I'm a Mets guy.
Mm-hmm.
Before we started rolling on this, we asked you about your
baseball.
And do you have a favorite baseball team?
Probably the Brewers or the Yankees.
Oh, your dad's from Wisconsin,
yeah,
fellas, mm-hmm, originally. So, okay. All right, it works. What about other professional sports teams?
I'm a big Packers fan. You know, they're not just bandwagon, but they're doing really good this year.
Yep.
And then football. Oh, no, that's football.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Knicks, Nets, Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks.
Play the Nets on Sunday. No, mm-hmm. Giannis. Giannis going to be Think they're going to ship him out?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't like how it's going, but if he doesn't want to be there, they'll rebuild. They'll be all right.
We've reached a part of the podcast where I always lay out and say, Joe, any final words?
Yeah, I would like to know, you seem like a natural being here. You seem comfortable. Obviously, you stepped right in on the basketball court. You have a good personality. There has to have been somewhere some adjustment. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you came here and said, boy, this is going to be hard or whatever, on the court, off the court? It could be anything.
I think coming in the summer, when I came in the summer here early for our summer practices, I think that's kind of when I first hit me about college. But other than that, I think after the first 2 weeks of that, I think I was able to kind of adjust myself. Mm-hmm.
Well, so summer was hard. The realization of being here in the summer is something like, what do you go, Jersey Shore or something? We typically go, no, you probably played AAU till August, but you have a spot but anyway on the Jersey Shore. You guys go on vacation. I'm a big Jersey Shore guy.
My grandparents have a beach house in like Ocean Grove down there.
Cool. We go to Ocean City every year. Yeah.
So you got the reality check, though, when you came to Fairfield in the middle of the summer, and you're like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah, it kind of hit me how college was, but once it hit me, I kind of just kept putting my head down and working.
Yes, I would not have been able to handle that. I needed my time home.
You needed your time
home. I needed my Bronx time. I would not have been – that would have – of course I would have adjusted, but – to me, that's a little too much.
Yeah, that's part of it now. Yeah, that's the way it is. And the competition level obviously hasn't intimidated you. Your numbers speak to that. Mm-hmm. But you realize probably, and I'm stating instead of asking you, the work that has to go into this is probably – did you anticipate that or did that catch you maybe even by surprise?
No, I think I definitely anticipated it, you know. Taj calling my line every day, like telling me – what I have to do to be better, and
Well, Declan, the numbers say that you have anticipated well and you're producing well, and so I'm sure we're going to be speaking to you often in the future, but you're becoming a fan favorite already, so Joe and I first want to thank you for being our guest here today.
Of course.
And wish you luck for continued success here as a Stag.
Thank you.
And shorten your name.
We'll come up with a nickname. Any nickname suggestions?
I could Wook.
Next broadcast. That'll be this Sunday against Monmouth. And that'll do it for this edition of Open Court Player Edition. You can look for our next one to drop sometime between Christmas and the start of the new year. So for the Fairfield Hall of Famer, Joe DeSantis, and our thanks to Carlton, our esteemed engineer, for hanging in there with us today, Bob Huesler saying so long, and thanks for listening to Open Court.